Een Mishnah, Kutal nummer 11. Bozkin melech al gabe kevesh bespiel shol yachliku. Rashi says bozkin melech mefazru mechatetin al kevesh. Bozkin, Rashi says, means to grind up into a powder like, and to spread it over the ramp that goes up to the mizbeach. Because it's very smooth. And when it rains, it's very slippery. So bozkin loshen kitus. Bozkin means to grind up, chop up. Says that Shaul HaMelech counted the Jews by counting something that was midzak, something that was ground up. The old Kemara HaBozak, another place where we see Bozak means something ground up. The Farish Bechagiga, Kohor Hayotze Ben Hacharosin, Shitzarfin Boemzov. It's like the fire, the light that goes out between the pieces of cheres, of earthenware, that they use for taking gold and smelting it down. The hem nekuvim ustukim, the lav hayotzi benekev, yeshbo kemari yorak rakav adam. The flame either comes out green or red from the in between the pieces of ground up earthenware. So bezek means to grind up, and menela to spread out. The Rambam says bozek in Pirush Mishnayos, bozek means to throw salt on the mizbeach. You're allowed to fill up water from the big bore, which was in the Azorah. Kachshmon, that's the name of it. It's not whether it was a big one. Its name was Bor HaGadol. Ushnei and Belishkas Azorah. Both of these boros of water were in the Azorah. The Galgo, Torrent, Belaz, with a water wheel. Ava Medina lo. Only in the Mikdash we're allowed to do that, but not in the Medina. The time of the Farish B'Gemara, and the Gemara explains the reason, because we're afraid that if we let you fill up water with such big water wheels, you're going to come to irrigate your field. And Tosfos points out it's only with gigantic water wheels that it's usher, but with small ones is okay. The Gemara will explain what Bir Hakar is and why it's only Mutar on Yom Tov and not on Shabbos. Rashi says Parshunya is the name of a place. So Rav Iku came from Parshunya, asked Rava the following contradiction. Tznan Boskin Melech Agabe HaKevesh B'Shvira Shlo Yachliko B'Mikdashin B'Medina Lo. Mashmir are only allowed to spread salt over the Kevesh and the Mikdash. But outside, if you want to spread salt over the sidewalk, when it's slippery, icy, or whatever, it's awesome. But Amini, Chotzush in his Kalkul, the Nemi Gishonim, and I'll bring you a contradiction. It says that if you have a courtyard that became ruined because of the rain, became very muddy and ruined, maybe Tevin, or Mardaba, you're allowed to spread Tevin down on the ground. And we're not afraid, one of two things. Rashi learns that the problem of spreading the salt and spreading the Tevin is that you may come to straighten out the ground and fill up the holes, which is a told of Choresh. And others learn, the Rabbeinu Yonah's son, that it's a boner. You're adding a layer to the ground. So you're building up the ground. So it's bone. So here you see you're allowed to spread Tevin, and we're either not afraid that you're going to come to smooth out the ground, and then salt should be the same thing, or that you're not considered building. Marissa Shami Tevin Glumavatale. No. Tevin, you're not going to leave there, because you're going to take it up to use it for whatever you use Tevin for. But salt, we're afraid you'll leave there. If you leave it there, then we're afraid that you're going to come to straighten out the ground because you're going to leave the salt there completely. But if you're not going to leave the tevin, you're not going to worry about straightening out the ground because you're going to take the tevin away anyway. So Omer le Ravacha Berei Derava le Ravashi Hai Melech Hayechidami. So it comes out that the what's it called, the salt, you do leave there. But the tevin you don't. So the difference between tevin and salt is tevin you won't leave there, but salt you will. So how's the salt talking? If it's talking where you leave it there, you're not going to take it away. Most of Abinyan. Then in the Mikdash it shouldn't be mutter, even Bechol. Because you're adding on to the Mizbeach. You're not allowed to add on to anything. Uksiv hakol biksav miyad Hashem olay haskel. That everything was prescribed exactly how it has to be in the Mikdash. Rashi says in Chulin, even the weight of the kelim. So you can't add anything to a kli. If you're adding salt, you mevatel it there, so you're adding to the kevish. That can't be. And if you're not mevatel it, then it becomes a chatzitza. It separates between the kohen and the mizbeach and the kevish. It's talking where the only thing you have to do, right, and you're afraid you're going to slip, is to bring the evorim onto the mizbeach. And that's not an avoda to bring the evorim on the mizbeach. Moses below, v'oksiv v'hikriv ha'koinus ha'kol, v'hiktir ha'mizbeach. V'omar mar, zu ha'lechus evorim l'kevish. The Pharish, the Kohen, has to be the one to bring them up to the mizbeach as part of the avoda. So you have to have the Kohen have direct contact with the Kevish. So if you don't, you're not mabakal the salt, then the Kohen can't bring the Evorim up the Kevish with the salt separating between him and the Kevish. It's talking where you need to spread the salt onto the Kevish so you shouldn't slip. The only thing you have to do is bring wood up onto the Mizbeach to burn. So that's not an avoda. And therefore, if you have to take a bring a varim, or the kohen has to go up to sprinkle the blood, or any of the other avodos, in a chenami, you can't put salt. So you have to be careful not to slip. Because mamashach, if you mavatel the salt, it won't be a chatzitza, but you'll be adding to the mizbeach, and that's also all the time. If you won't be mavatel the salt, then it's a chatzitza between the kohen and the kevish.
Isn't it just the hechatem to get to the mizbeach?
No, Kevish is part of the Mizbeah. That's the whole Loch is also part of the Avodah. It's not only, that's what Mor says. It's first Mor held that it was only Stama a Hechsher. And Mor said, no, whole Loch itself is an Avodah, just like by the Dam. Whole Loch is Adam to the Mizbeah is an Avodah. It's part of the Avodah. Okay, Rashi. Mi Pashlunya Mako. Umar Deba Shoteach Ba. You're allowed to put tevin, straw, down on the surface of the Chatzin. Since you're not going to leave it there, we're not afraid that you're going to smooth it out and fill up the holes in the ground, which is choresh. The malacha b'shabbos, the havi kibinyan, it's like building also. The midi techazi, the michael behema, or the tit hachomos l'mavatalei. Tevin, which is straw, either you use to feed your animals, or you use it for cement, right? For tit. So you're not going to leave it there. You're going to need it to use it. Avot melach shenidras beregel lochosi umistam levatalei uvemedina osir. But melach, you will leave there because once people step on it, you're not going to use it for anything, and therefore you'll leave it there. If you leave it there, then we're afraid you're going to come to smooth out the ground. Which, if you do it in a place that can be planted, it's choresh, and if you do it in the house where it's not planted, it's binyan. Where it says it can't be. Because salt, you can't intend to leave it there on the mizbeach. Kamosif abinyan, v'afilu b'chol osir, v'hosif al mizbeach. Tichsiv hakol b'ksav miyad Hashem olay haskel. Shabinyan yimsel adavid al yidei anevim, shelo lehosif v'shelo legroa. There was a megillah that was given over exactly the dimensions of everything, and you couldn't add or subtract. The ishtenachtila mishum Shabbos v'lohi. And some say it's because of Shabbos that you can't be mavatel there. The kisi adam b'shitas chulin, the ayir b'chol, alchinami parchinon. The Gemara says the same thing by kisi adam, that you can't do it on the mizbeach because you're adding to the mizbeach, and that's not talking on Shabbos. Moshe Shoker Havi Chetzitza. If you're not mabatle it, then it's a chetzitza bein ragleim mekevish, between the kohen and the mekevish. The chetzitza ki agav nepsula. This man b'shvit is kachim. Kol azlochim shekibul domim zer azar va'onan va'orim yoshi va'omer agabe kli agabe regu behema ve'agabe regu chadero pasul. V'hashem yolif taima. The kohen has to be in direct contact with the floor, not standing on something else. Really, he's not mavakalit. Now you're going to take that salt. What are you going to use it for? You're not going to leave it on the kevish. You're going to use it to salt hides, to make it leather. With the kashiloch, a chatzitza, a nice, if you're not mavakalit, then Shabbos-wise, it's not a problem. But it's a problem lagabi chatzitza v'yavoda. Lotiksha. The Hadithani Boskin Melech, Baholachas Evorim Lekevish Kamar. It's talking when you're bringing up the Evorim of the Korbanos that you already were Zorik to Dam to burn on the Mizbeach. That's not Avoda. The Kosoka Dante Hashta, given the Kolakapora Kluya Badam, Apogab the Hector Chalovim, Havi Avoda, Olacha Didu Miulo Chashim. Even though burning the things is an Avoda, right, but bringing them to be burned, that's not an Avoda. That's what the Gemara thought. Well, his answer is no, it is not both. The Hikri v'sakol, Reisha v'kro, v'akere v'akroayim, yirchatz v'mayim, alma v'evorim k'mishtoi. Torah is talking after the carbon is already brought, you wash off all the organ, all the different parts of the animal, and then you bring them on the Mizbeach. With the boy kahuna, sh'mam yino avodahi. The fact is you need a kohen to bring them up to the Mizbeach, there must be an avodah. You spread it out to the tevin, the straw, so you can walk on it. You don't sink into the mud. Okay. So in any case, in the end, what are we saying? That the tevin, it's talking where you're not mavatalit. So then the salt also, manavshah. What's why the mikdash should be different than Medina? You're allowed to put tevin down because you're not going to mavatalit. So salt is not mavatal, or should be mutter. Why should that be only mutter in the mikdash? So the Ravid explains the following. Tevin, we're not afraid that you're going to leave there, because you have uses for it. Therefore, tevin is mutter everywhere. Salt, we're afraid that you'll leave it there. And if you leave it there, then we're what's it called, afraid you're going to come to smooth out the holes. So in the Medina, it's also salt. But in the mikdash, it's mutter. Not because ain't shvus for mikdash, but because in the mikdash you can't leave it there, because otherwise it'll be a chatzitza. So mamela by salt, we're not afraid that what's it called, you're going to leave it there by the kevish, because you're not allowed to, not a chatzitza, it's going to be an adding on to the kevish, which is awesome. So in the mikdash there's no chash that you'll leave the salt, but in Medina there's a chash that you'll leave the salt there. Tevin, there's no chash that you'll leave there, is mutter both in the Medina and the mikdash. Idorash Rabbah Chotzushin is kalkala, the name of Gishomin, maybe Tevin, Umardiba. If you have a courtyard that became muddy, and you want to, what's it called, dry out the top so you can walk on it, so you're allowed to spread straw over the top. And we explain because you're not going to leave it there, and the nailers, we're not afraid that you're going to smooth out the ground, or that you're going to, that's considered adding a layer to the ground. Omer le Rav Papa le Rava, v'atanya k'shu marda, eino marda lo besal, v'lo bekupa, elo beshule kupa. You're not allowed to smooth it out with a hoe, or a basket, right, or a kupa, is a different kind of barrel or whatever, only with the bottom of a kupa that's been broken. Now something that's unusual, because we're afraid that if you do it with the usual thing, you'll come to smooth out the ground. If you do it, an unusual thing, you remember not to smooth it out, not to leave even out the ground. Or the other things are moved to the chol. They're the way you do it during the week, so it's not proper to do like that in Shabbos. If you do it with a shinui, then it's okay on Shabbos. Hadar okim rava amora le. After that, rava got an amora, right, a translator, a darshaner, to give over his shir. The darash dvarim shemarku with nechem tov saying biyadi. Baram kacham ro mishum Rav Elazar shumar dein omar delo b'savo b'kupa ela b'shulei kupa. When I told you you're allowed to spread it out, and it was mashma that you can do it with anything, it was a mistake. And you see that even the Amoraim admitted they made mistakes. But you're not allowed to do it with anything that's normal, only with something that's a shinui, with a broken piece of a bottom of a barrel. That you can use to smooth it out. Rashi. You smooth it out so you can walk on it. You don't do it with a normal hoe or whatever that you normally use, because that's ufti the hoe. Shulei akupa shenishtabru v'nisharu ha-shulayim. You're allowed to use the bottom of the barrel that was broken. Okay. Memalim mibor ha-gola. Ula ikla lebe Rav Menashe. Ula went to Rav Menashe's house. Asahu gavra torah v'abava. Somebody came and knocked on the door. Omer man hai lishkel gufei dekomocha leishl shabsa. She said, who's the one whose body should be desecrated because he's Mechal Shabbos by knocking on the door and making noise? Rabbi said, it's not awesome what he's doing. You can make noise. You can't just make noise that's singing, song noise. And song, we'll see, doesn't mean dafka nigin. It means anything that has a nice, orderly sound to it, not just stam noise. That's called kol shoshir. Rashi, Torah Fabova, Hikishar Adelish Begrofo. He knocked on the door with his fist. The shmir kol, he made noise. The komochel shabsa, the kasover kolo, who they kolo asit. Anything that makes noise is also on Shabbos. And the Orsameach says, this shita holds, that alude kol is also like molid. Any nolad, right? Like making a fire on Yom Tov. Is molid eish, making something that wasn't there, making noise, the same thing. Molid reyach, you put an aroma into something that didn't have an aroma, that's called nolad. You're creating something new. Making a noise is also creating something new. But the one who holds that it's only osher if it's a song, right, is because we're afraid that you'll end up making music and playing musical instruments and you'll end up fixing them. That's the whole gzera of Shemi Yisak and Klei Shir includes any what's it called musical kind of noise that you make, but that doesn't apply to non-musical noise because you're surely not going to use a Klei Shir for non-musical noise. Eishtei Abaya Malin B'diofi U'matifin Miyarek L'chola B'Shabbos L'chola In L'bori Lo. Right, Rashi says what's the case over here. Malin b'diofi, malin yayin michovis lechovis, ayadei shnei konim, hachatuchim balachsom, umeiniach roshim, hamishupoyim, zekin eget zeh, benosin echad min hakonim bechovis, umosik bepi v'rosh hakonah ha'acher, ma'at min hayayin elav, umesalat misham, v'ayayin yotze kulo me'elot. Diofi is shnei pios, the siphon. A siphon is a pipe. There's two ends. You cut them diagonally, you put one end in the full barrel and one end in the empty one. You suction out a little bit of the wine so it gets started, and then gravity makes the entire, what's it called, top wine go out into the other one, siphons out. So you're allowed to siphon wine from one barrel to another on Shabbos. U'matif in miyarek l'chola, klihu u'piv tzar. A miyarek is like a thing they have for what's it called when they used to use steam irons that didn't have the water inside them. They have a kli with little holes with water in it, and you shake the water like a watering can with little holes in it. Kli hu pitzar, it's a very narrow opening. The shomatecha, so it's made out of metal. U'menukav betachtiso, nekovin nekovin, and in the bottom it has a lot of holes, very small holes. Mamali Mayim, the so same people Elyon. You fill it up with water and you hold your finger over the top. So the air can't get in, and therefore it's a vacuum, so none of the water comes out. The Chol Zman Shepiv Sosum Eina Mayim Yotzim Min HaKov Matachtonim. As long as you're holding the top, the water won't come through the holes. Kishirot said, when you want, you take your finger off the top, so the air rushes in, and the air now pushes the water out of the holes. V'hamayim yotzim b'nekodim tibach atib. And the water drips down. V'nosim klima teches v'kolteil tachtov v'kol onish melecholah. The purpose of this is to make noise. Dripping. And the, what's it called? It's either mashma to wake him up. It's like an alarm clock. Right? When you take your finger off, the water drips and it makes noise and it wakes the chola up. Mara says, you see, you can only do that for chola, to make noise. And surely it's not musical noise. This is non-musical noise. And it's only mutter for a chola. Right? Because they were matter certain shvusim for a chola. But not for a bari. Mara says, hechi dami. Isn't it talking where the guy's sleeping, you want to wake him up, so you want the noise? Or it says, even stam noise, right? Because to wake him up, stam noise is enough. And you see that that's also for a bari. Or it says, lo, the tear, the koboi donaim, the mishtamati kovid is amzumi. It's talking where he's awake and he has to go to sleep. So this makes nice, soothing, musical noise. Again, music doesn't mean that it has a nidin. It means it's orderly, what's it called? Orderly noise, not stam noise. To make a guy go to sleep, you need orderly noise, not disorderly noise. Some of the music is disorderly noise. Whereas Rashi is a cowboy, Lisure, they call Zer. Why don't you just wake him up? Why do you need to drip water or whatever? Right? So they're afraid to wake him up, Shemayadis, because he gets scared. The Kivan de la Hakitsu, Lobani Imo Vanachas Nishma, since it's to wake him up, it's not orderly, nice, soothing noise. Shari Kol Noyim Mardimo. Nice, soothing, orderly noise puts him to sleep. Vafilahaki the Bari Lo, and still you see, for a Bari, it's not mutter. So you see that even not stam noise is also on Shabbos. Zamzume means it's like a niggin. It's like it's a soothing, if you're trying to put him to sleep, then it's a soothing kind of noise. And that's also according to everybody. Eishte, Hamishamer Pirosa than they Hofos. A person goes and he wants to make sure that the birds don't come and eat his crops. So he's there to shoo the birds away. Udloya the Neachaya, and he wants to protect his pumpkins from animals coming and eating them. Mishamer Kidarko Bashabis. He's allowed to stand by his crops on Shabbos to shoo these things away, as long as he doesn't clap and doesn't dance around as people do during Chol to scare away the birds and the animals. Rashi, lo yitapeach yadav alibo. That's to pound your hands like Tarzan on your chest to make noise. Yispo kafo kaf, clapping is suffix, and yirkod beredel, or you dance around to make noise with your feet. Lashmia kol avsovos, to scare away the animals or the birds. My timer, what's the reason you can't do this? Lav de kamoli kol, isn't it because you're making noise? And here, you're not making any kind of orderly, soothing noise. You're bedafka want to make disrupting noise to get the animals and the birds out. The cholalu they call a hasser, and all noise making is hasser on Shabbos. Amravacha bar Yaakov gzeira shemiyikol tzror. No, the reason you can't do this is if you do what you do normally do in the week you usually pick up a rock and throw it at. And we're afraid if you're going to end up dancing, clapping, pounding on your chest, you're going to forget that it's Shabbos and you'll pick up a rock to throw to. The alahadam rav Yehuda marav nashim amesachekos begozim hasser, right? Women play with nuts on Shabbos. Isn't it because of the sound, the noise it makes? That's why it's usher. My time, a lot to kamoli kola, the kola ludi kola usher, and even noise like that, right? They like a pool, right? The balls hit each other, and make a lot of noise. The nuts used to hit each other, and make noise. When it says low, dilma usher lashvei gumos. The reason of playing with nuts on the floor is usher because we're afraid to smooth out the playing area. Apples, when they hit each other, don't make noise. Must be, though, that if you're rolling things on the ground, we're afraid you'll smooth out the playing area. The reason is not because of noise, but because of smoothing out the area. Okay. Rashi, Shema Yikol Tzror, Vizizrok V'Shusharabim L'Avich Ofos. And you'll throw the rock into the Shusharabim to scare away the birds. And you'll be over the Isser of Mather from Rishusayachat to Shusharabim. Tznan, Memalim Mibor HaGola, Mibor HaGodol, B'Dalgo V'Shabbos, B'Niktashin, B'Medina Lo. You're allowed to fill up water in the Azara with a water wheel, which makes a lot of noise. In the Mikdash you're allowed to do it, but outside the Mikdash you're not. What's the reason? Isn't it because you're making noise? And making noise on Shabbos is also. One says, the reason you can't do it, because it was a big water wheel, and you normally irrigate your field like that. So in the Mikdash we're not gozer, but in the Medina we're afraid that if you're allowed to use this big water wheel, you'll forget and you use it to irrigate your field.
What's called what's
Churva is a destroyed place.
Why he wants to irrigate the Churva?
Why the Churva? No, the Churva was a place that used to be living, and now it's broken down, so there's still growing there. You don't live there anymore, but you grow things there. Rashi. Mesachikin that goes in, Magalgulam derech dar. You push them with a bat and they hit each other. Women used to play games like that. You may smooth out the playing area to make the nuts roll better. And there it doesn't make any noise. Although they call cola, when you use this water wheel, it makes a lot of noise. You come to water your gina or your churva, where also things are going, because it's not any more use for living, so things grow up there. It's what's it called? It's like hefker, so you have weeds or whatever. You'll end up pouring the water there, and it'll be over on Zoraya. A Mamer was matir to fill up water with a water wheel in Mechuza. Omer, my time ago, Rabbanon Shem Yamali Ginos Ravasa. Why the Rabbanon Aseret? That you may come to irrigate your garden. Hachalogina Yikav Lachurva Yikav. Over here, when there's no Churva, there's no Gina Bachla. Even the Kachosh, the Kachari. But since he saw they were using the water not just to drink, they were using it to soak the pishtum, linen, flax. So that's lisha. You soak it like that, you make it into a, like a dough. And therefore, he misgoes it. Here also, we're afraid you use it for other things. Since it's not just with a water wheel, you carry tremendous amounts of water, more than you need for drinking. We're afraid you use it for something that's also on Shabbos. Rashi, Shema Yamal Ginoso, Mitoshim Ralim Bobolo Torah. Since it's so easy to draw a lot of water with this water wheel, Asi Lahashkis Bob Ginoso the Chavos of Shabbos. Torah Bob Kishna, Shorim Bob Kishna. They used to soak flax in it. Soak. Huh? Okay. The Yistigar say Bunsa Kusmin, Taru Shori, to let it soak, and then it's Lisha. And therefore, he asked it also. The Ramor Paskins, that anything that makes a tremendous amount of noise, and it's Miyuchat for that, that Avshi Kol is also on Shabbos. So, you can't leave your washing machine on before Shabbos. Right, because it makes noise. Sfaradim don't hold that issue. They don't hold in this Rambam. They hold that it's only kol shir that's usher, and it's okay. There's also another machlokus. If you have something that doesn't make an extraordinary amount of noise, but you have what's it called, a door knocker. So if it's made miyuchad for making noise, even if it's not kol shir, it's usher, according to the Augur, and that's how the Rambam seems to hold up like that. That even if it's miyuchad, it's not the kind of noise that's soothing, smooth, the kind that would be like a an orderly noise. It's not also even something miyuchad. The what's else?
Because
to clap and to knock with rhythm is mishtama asur, even with your hands. Out of rhythm, not just stam to clap, I'm not sure. I saw recently that stam clapping is an asur. Stam noise, it's not, what's it called, like applause. It's not asur. Then I saw somewhere else that says applause is asur. So I got to look into it, I'm not sure. That's why Shabbos, there was applause at the Shabbaton, and they didn't say anything. I'm not sure if it's Osir or not Osir. I'm sure somewhere for sure that says that they never Osir'd Stam noise of clapping. Clapping to a niggin is that's orderly noise. Stam applause is not Stam, that's Stam noise to show your appreciation of something or whatever. Okay. Now, the mice, I'm leaving tonight for about 3 weeks. So Ari will take over. The next Amud will learn in Erevin, and then Kuf Hei Amud Aleph will save for the Siyum. And so that means that Thursday, tomorrow, you'll learn Kuf Talad Amud Beis, and Thursday you'll start Pesachim. And you should get to about 10 blot into Pesachim before I get back, I guess. And that's terrible because that's the easy part. That's what I'm doing.